That's not the way it happened. I found the diary. Felicity puts her hand on my arm. It looks like it's just resting there, but she's giving it a sharp squeeze. Mrs. Nightwing already knows what happened, Gemma. We've got to tell the truth now. To Mrs. Nightwing, she says, she even read part of it to us in my sitting area. I'm on my feet.
Because we asked her!
Miss Doyle, sit down at once.
I drop into my seat. I can't look at Felicity.
These are very serious charges against Miss Moore.
Mrs. Nightwing has already taken the idea and shaped it into exoneration for us, for Spence, and for herself. She needs someone to blame. She needs to believe anything but the truth, that we are capable of all of it, all on our own, and that we did it all right under her very nose.
Is this true, Anne?
Yes, she says, without stammering once. Mrs. Nightwing, I plead, it's all my fault. You can punish me as you see fit, but please don't blame Miss Moore.
Miss Doyle, I know your heart is in the right place, but there is nothing to be gained by protecting Miss Moore.
But I'm not protecting her. Mrs. Nightwing softens.
Did Miss Moore read to you from this book?
Yes, but...
And did she take you to the caves?
Just to see the pictographs.
Did she tell you stories about the occult?
I can't make a sound. I only nod. I've heard it said that God is in the details. It's the same with the truth. Leave out the details, the crucial heart, and you can damn someone with the bare bones of it. Mrs. Nightwing settles back against the great wingback chair. It creaks and sighs under her weight.
I know how impressionable young girls are. I was a girl once myself, she says,
though I can only see her behind the bars of what she is now.
I know how much girls wish to please and how powerful a teacher's influence can be. I shall deal with Miss Moore at once. And so that this sort of behaviour does not occur again, I shall see that all the doors are locked each evening, and that the keys are in my keeping until such time as you have earned my trust again.
What will happen to Miss Moore? I ask. It's barely a whisper.
I will not tolerate a reckless disregard for my authority in my teachers. Miss Moore will be dismissed.
This can't be happening. She's going to sack our beloved Miss Moore. What have we done? A blood-curdling scream rips the quiet of the room. It's come from downstairs. Mrs. Nightwing is up and flying down the stairs with us right behind her. Bridget standing on the diamond-patterned floor of the foyer, clutching something in her hand.
May all the saints protect me! It's her! She's come for me!
Mrs. Nightwing has her by the shoulders. Bridget's eyes are wild with fear. She drops the thing in her hand onto the floor as if it were a snake. It's a gypsy poppet, slightly burned, with a lock of hair wrapped tightly about its throat.
Cersei.
She's come back,
Bridget whimpers.
Sweet Jesus, she's come back.